Six Nations Housing, we're seeking approval from Six Nations elected council to ratify an agreement with Habitat for Humanity to construct another five-unit townhome at 49 Harold Road in Oswegan. The site is currently home to the Onondaga 1 townhome that began construction in late January 2023. Onondaga 1 was also a project that was built in partnership with Habitat for Humanity. The agreement would see Six Nations elected council approve the project that will cost $1,729,000 and see the townhome be constructed and be an identical building next to the original Onondaga 1 townhome. Six Nations Housing Acting Director and Financial Control Officer Lily Ann Mount Pleasant detailed the project costs and says it will help address the current 251 applicants on the residential rental wait list.
Essentially, we're looking to partner with Habitat for a second build, exactly the same as the first. I know that Onondaga 1 was delayed, and so the pricing that we received for that one was based on 2021 numbers, which is why we see about an 8% increase in cost, which kind of aligns with inflation. And we're looking at $1.729 million to build the Onondaga 2 townhouse. It's five units. We've got two one-bedroom, two two-bedroom, and one three-bedroom unit. And it equates to roughly $204 per square foot, which is considerably lower than we look at for single-family dwellings. And this townhouse is looking to address the 251 applicants that are currently on the housing residential rental wait list.
Mel Pleasant says the partnership with Habitat for Humanity will allow for Six Nations to take advantage of the nonprofit housing organization's partnerships with corporate building suppliers and volunteer laborers to help reduce the construction cost.
So what they do is they utilize gifts in kind from their corporate suppliers, so they can capitalize on those economies of scale since they build so much. They have partnerships with companies like Home Depot and CGC, so they get them at a lower cost than general developers would. They also utilize volunteer labor, which is overseen by their build staff. And we also have a clause within this contract that they need to utilize as much local labor as they can for the things that they have to kind of subcontract. I know currently we have several local people working on the Onondaga 1. So we kind of gave them a list of contractors in the community and that we work with frequently at housing. And they've reached out to them. And as much as is possible, where cost permits, they're utilizing that labor force.
Six Nations Chief Mark Hill spoke highly of the partnership that's been developed with Habitat for Humanity and says it's nice to see work being done to address the current housing crisis within Six Nations.
It's nice to see really the beauty of these types of partnerships, just for that matter in what you're raising, Greg, in terms of this cost savings and so forth, but as well as the involvement of local laborers. I mean, it's also assisting, some of our own members within their own, businesses and services that they offer. So again, it's nice to see that we're addressing, as fast and quick as we can, the housing crisis we have, all while still looking at ways of partnerships. And I think it's a win-win. So do appreciate as well, Lily, and all of the work that you and your team, and as well as a big nyawa to Habitat for Humanity for, again, working. I know we've worked with them in the past and have had much success with their partnership.
Six Nations elected council moved and carried the motion to ratify the agreement with Habitat for Humanity Hamilton during the July 17th general finance meeting in the amount of $1,729,000 for the second five-unit townhome to be constructed at 49 Harold Road in Oswegan.